Transfiguration, a story of a beggar man and a beggar woman. The woman is ugliness incarnate. The man, stone blind from his very birth. One day, on the outskirts of the town, they chance to meet.
I have no one to call my own, and you are blind. I shall clasp your hand and lead you from door to door, and thus both of us shall be benefited.
She could not express her actual feeling.
I shall derive much benefit from your kindness, no doubt. But what about your good self? I shall be nothing but a burden to you.
A human being cannot live without such a burden.
From that day on, they went out begging together. She held him by the hand and led him from door to door as he asked for alms. The blind man felt indebted to her and prayed to God to shower blessings on her. One day, they went out far beyond the town. The sun had been unbearably hot, and their feet were scorched.
Am I not a trouble to you? My life was unbearable without having this kind of trouble.
The blind beggar could only remain silent. One day, it began to rain heavily while they were on their way to beg. The two beggars ran and took shelter under a huge banyan tree. The relentless downpour made its way down through the space between the leaves, soaking them to the skin. The fury of the wind and the lashing rain set them shivering in their scanty rags.
What suffering you are put to! But for me, you could be free!
Suffering? No doubt this is suffering. But suffering of this kind alone has given my life meaning.
Silence reigned upon the lips of the blind beggar. In this wise, days ran into weeks, and weeks into months. The intimacy of the blind man and the ugly woman grew deeper through touch rather than through words. She held him by the hand and led him from village to village. Her touch was to him no less than a garland of fragrant flowers laid upon him. That touch, day by day, penetrated his nerves and blood and assuaged a deep-rooted pang in his heart. An utmost inseparable intimacy grew between them.
I am consumed with the desire to see you. How I wish to be blessed with the power of sight even for one day.
The woman was stunned, for she was convinced that she had got him precisely because he had no sight.
What has come over you? What makes you so upset?
Nothing. Nothing is the matter.
But the eyes of the beggar woman were now brimming with tears.
Why are you weeping?
Are you a magician? You have no sight. How is it that you know my eyes are swimming in tears?
I know not myself. How I have known it.
Silence fell upon the two souls.
You know I shall lose you the moment your eyes start functioning.
Why? How do you mean?
You know, I am the most ugly looking woman upon the earth.
You are ugly? Don't tell a lie. To your eyes, you are ugly because you have not been able to see your true self. But my blind eyes have seen it. You are the embodiment of beauty. Full of compassion are your eyes. A divine affection courses across your lips. A full-bloomed lotus is in your hand. The blush of a red lotus shines upon your cheeks.
At this, a silent smile hung upon her quivering mouth. That smile was laden with the sorrow of the whole world.
Yet I pine to see you with my eyes open.
That night, the beggar woman had a most powerful dream.
Thank you.
his sight. I have seen it vividly in my dream. And if he has his sight again, what then? O goddess of beauty, ever have you been hostile to me? There is no shadow of a doubt. He will leave me the moment he beholds my countenance. He will desert me. And again I shall make my own way, alone and wretched in this cruel world. I am ugliness itself. Who but this blind beggar man could ever fall so deeply in love with me?
For 2 days, a storm raged in all its fury within the heart of the beggar woman. After a long battle, her selflessness came to the fore, and she decided to tell him of her dream.
Do you know something?
What is it?
Soon your eyes will be at your command, and you will be able to see at your will.
An overwhelming delight stilled the power of his speech.
You will regain the power of sight when you stand chest deep in Lake Devi, and when the blessing flower of the Mahalakshmi temple is put to your eyes at the very moment of sunrise.
Is it so?
Mahalakshmi has promised me so in my dream.
Light, hope, and delight shone on the beggar's face. A few drops of tears stole into the woman's eyes.
But when, my dear, when?
In 2 days, the day of the sun's entrance into Capricorn.
On the appointed day, both beggar man and beggar woman stood chest deep in Lake Devi. A fragrant blessing flower from the Mahalakshmi temple was in the hand of the beggar man. The beggar woman was trembling with expectation to see the sunrise. And now, behold, the golden disc appears on the horizon.
I am blind no more. My eyes are flooded with sight and delight. Beloved beggar woman.
His eyes reflected the devotion welling up in his heart. She blushed, and her heart gave a throb of ecstasy. She cast a glance at her own reflection in the water. There, in the silvery freshness of the dawn, mirrored in the calm lake, her face transfigured into the goddess of beauty incarnate.